November 12, slow down. I'm convinced our go, go, go lifestyle is damaging to our spiritual health. But wasn't Jesus busy? Doesn't the New Testament describe a time when there was so much happening they didn't even have a chance to eat, as in Mark 6:31? While that's true, this is the only time any of the Gospels describe such a situation, and this is over a 3-year period. This means it was the exception to the rule. And if we read the second half of this same verse, it states that because of the busyness, Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Jesus didn't drive or fly between preaching spots. He walked. The distance between Jerusalem in the south and the Sea of Galilee in the north is almost exactly 100 kilometres. Walking at a brisk pace of 5 kilometres an hour for 5 hours a day, probably more than Jesus would have walked with his disciples, the trip would take 4 days. A 20-hour walk over 4 or more days would help anyone unwind. We have a myriad of time-saving devices, but we immediately overfill any time saved. We have no borders around our lives. The border of a painting is usually the frame. The frame not only enhances the picture, but also protects it. We need emotional time borders around our days. Rushing through a day in the hope that everything perfectly dovetails can't work forever. Slow down. Bring God with you into everything you do. Your life will soon be richer and far more satisfying.